We have begun a new scripture reading in the mornings, the Gospel of Matthew. Last week you enjoyed reading through the genealogies of Matthew. Today we come to the birth announcement to Joseph, Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. A very dramatic episode, one of many in the Gospel of Matthew. And we're told here of what happens, that Joseph and Mary were betrothed to be married in Old Testament times. That was legally as binding as marriage, but it did not involve the sexual union, which would come after marriage. And the problem is that she is pregnant. Well, the angel comes because Joseph wanted to kindly set her aside, but he needs to be told what's really going on, that the Holy Spirit has conceived this child. It's completely supernatural. It's what Isaiah prophesied. The virgin will be with child, and he will be called Emmanuel, God with us. This child in Mary's womb is the eternal Son of God who is taking up human flesh in her womb. He needs to know that, and he does, and he remains with her. Now, I think what is particularly significant is the great statement of verse 21. Here you have the gospel being announced to Joseph with respect to the birth of Jesus, and we read this: "She shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Now, Jesus means Yahweh saves. The Lord saves. His very name bore his mission on it. But look at the gospel that's being presented here. Often we hear today that Jesus came into the world seeking a people. And he's creating a people by dying for them and then persuading them to believe. According to the angel, Jesus came into the world already possessing a people. He shall deliver his people in John 17. Jesus will talk about the people you gave to me from the foundation of the world. It's the doctrine of election. It's the elect people of God. And God loved those people. How do we know who they are? Because they've come to faith in Jesus. And he loved them so that he came into the world from his conception. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, he came into the world specifically for you, personally for you, together with the rest of his people. Why? That he would deliver you from your sins. Jesus is not saving us from unjust social structures. He's not saving us from feelings of awkwardness or inadequacy. We have all of those things. We have a bigger problem. We're guilty before a holy God. We will go to hell. We will suffer judgment. We sang the hymn, "In Christ Alone." There was a liberal Presbyterian denomination that told the Gettys they could only have that in their hymnal if they took the word wrath out and blessed them. They said, no, you lose the gospel if you take wrath out. And the angel tells Joseph he's coming to deliver them from sin. Sin in its guilt, sin in its power, sin in its misery, sin in its eternal destiny. No, he saves us because we are his people, and he will do so by his blood. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Matthew 1, 18 to 25. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet: "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but he knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.